All right, up next will be Washington State coach Mike Leach, and the Cougars are home on Saturday hosting Montana State. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Stephanie Lowe, Seattle Times.
Hi, Mike. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Looking at your depth chart that you guys released yesterday, I mean, you still have 4 running backs listed on that. Has there been some clarity as to which backs you will use this year and how you're going to switch those reps around?
The guys that are on the top are, of course, Jamal and James. But I do think that Wicks and Harrington will play sub 2 in a variety of roles.
Okay, and finally, I mean, a lot has been made of how you guys haven't won a season opener yet in your time there. What have you seen to think that this will change this year?
Well, we're older this year. We have more experience than we've had, and so I think that's helpful because I think a lot of times adjusting to the first game has been difficult for some of our young guys.
Has anything been different in camp at all in terms of, like, from an emotional and an energy standpoint?
We have more guys that know their role, and that's a result of having played some last year. We had a lot of guys that were strangers last year at this time, but then they ended up having to play out of necessity.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
And your next question comes from the line of Coulter Nunez, South Skyline Sports.
Hi, Coach Leach. Just a couple of questions for you. First of all, I know Jeff Choate was on your staff for a year there at Washington State. So what were some of your impressions of him the year he coached linebackers for you guys? And what have you thought of just his ascent through the coaching ranks now to become a head coach?
I'm happy for him. He's always an enthusiastic guy and, high energy guy and highly motivated.
Some of your impressions of Montana State so far? I know they have a mobile quarterback who can hurt you with his legs. So what's sort of the game plan as far as slowing down number 8, Chris Murray?
Yeah, you have to have all the gaps covered. You got to cover in the secondary, but then also have a plan to keep him contained. And, he'll get loose from time to time, but you got to keep, make sure that he didn't get the big play and go too far. I mean, it's like any of those guys that can run, but then, of course, you got to make him throw it.
And on the other side of the ball, what are some of the things you've noticed about Montana State's defensive scheme?
I think they have nearly everybody back. I think their defensive line does a good job. They're big, strong guys, and, and they got better, I think, as the year went on. They had the best games late, and I think they'll continue to improve because these guys were all there last year.
And finally, just what do you think is going to be the key for you guys? I mean, is it important for you guys to get off on the right foot given the expectations you have here? And what do you think of just a matchup with a Big Sky team for the third year in a row to open up the season?
We just got to go play well. We just got to worry about ourselves, play the best game we can play.
And our next question comes from the line of Ann Peterson, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach, I wanted to get your thoughts on starting with 5 straight home games.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I've never done it. I've never done it. I think it's great for the folks out here, to really get in the habit of coming to the game. So we're excited about that. But y'all know more about what I think about that at the end of the season.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of David Wharton, Los Angeles Times.
Yeah, Coach, there's been a debate about scheduling with some coaches saying that Power 5 teams should only play Power 5 opponents and others saying, well, that's unfair to programs that are outside the top 5. What's your take on that?
Well, I think it's fine as long as everybody does the same thing. Right now, I think there's kind of some incongruence in who does that, how many teams have conference championship games, all those things. I think as long as in order to do it, just make sure everybody does it the same way, plays their non-Power 5 teams approximately the same time of year, that type of thing.
And do you think then that, would you like to see that everyone sort of follow that same thing and agree on one way? Do you think that needs to happen?
Yeah, I think they ought to expand the playoffs, and I think they ought to have everybody play the same number of conference games and that type of thing.
Thanks.
Yep.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none, that's it. Hey, Mike, hey, thanks for your time today. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, we'll see you.
All right, bye.
Bye.